From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pentagon officials say large-scale fighting in Iraq is virtually over. The much-predicted last stand failed to materialize. American troops have entered Saddam Hussein's hometown, Tikrit, facing only light resistance. Two U.S. aircraft carriers have been ordered to leave the Gulf and return to their home bases, but troops continue to move into Iraq as the U.S. tries to restore order and usher in an interim authority. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from the Pentagon.
The departure of the aircraft carriers signals the winding down of the air campaign. The Air Force has already sent four B-2 stealth bombers back to their base in Missouri. In Tikrit, some 90 miles north of Baghdad, residents say top Iraqi commanders fled days ago. Major General Stanley McChrystal says the U.S. does not yet fully control all of Iraq's major cities, but he says the deposed regime does not control any of them.
The major Iraqi units on the ground ceased to show coherence. Tikrit was the last area where we anticipated seeing major combat formations, if in fact they were there. There were some sharp fights there, but not a coherent defense. So I think we will move into a phase where it is smaller, albeit sharp fights.
Mystery remains over what happened to tens of thousands of Republican Guard troops. McChrystal says many may simply take off their uniforms and rejoin society. The harshest fighting is expected to come from paramilitaries, but McChrystal says they pose no looming threat. As air operations decrease, more U.S. foot soldiers are arriving. The Army's 4th Infantry Division has finally entered Iraq from the south. These are the soldiers who were supposed to form a northern invasion force from Turkey, but Ankara denied permission. It's not clear whether other soldiers will be sent home or if the total number of ground forces will be increased. Today, CNN reported that U.S. Army troops found yet another suspicious site and were testing for the presence of chemical and biological agents, but so far troops have found no confirmed weapons of mass destruction. General McChrystal says the hunt will get easier with time.
I would say that as combat operations begin to slow down, that we will have more forces available and we'll have a more secure environment in which we can get to these locations. It will still be a very long process because each has to be handled very carefully, both from the ability to protect the forces to go to investigate, but also for rules of evidence.
Strict rules, U.S. officials say, to ward off any questions about whether the evidence has been tampered with. Another focus is restoring the rule of law. There are still far too few U.S. troops for this in cities which have fallen into violent disarray during the current power vacuum. But speaking at Central Command in Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said some Iraqis are imposing order on their own.
In Karbala, as an example, town leaders have established a local police force with, again, over 200 volunteers, provided them with uniforms. They have 10 vehicles that are marked as police vehicles, and they're taking efforts to try to get some degree of control and stability established themselves, and we applaud their efforts.
Aid groups say international law requires the U.S. to ensure Iraqis' security and well-being since the U.S. is an occupying power. U.S. officials point out this law doesn't kick in until combat ends, but no one today would say when the U.S. plans to declare a formal military victory. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, The Pentagon.